Time now for the weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
And we saw it all this week, record heat and serious rain. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to look back at the amazing week we had and how that means we've gone from a dry summer to a normal one. First, Cliff, it's kind of cloudy out there right now, but getting better over the weekend?
It will. We have an upper-level low right over us that's been swirling around. In fact, that's the story of this week. You know, last weekend we had this big ridge and we got really warm and record-breaking temperatures. And then this relatively small-scale upper-level low, upper-level trough came in, and it has not been very quick to get out of here. It's been basically circling around as it slowly moves eastward this week. And we got showers on one side of the low earlier this week, and that brought us a lot of the big thunderstorms that we saw. And then as it moves past us, we have less thunderstorms, but we get what's called wraparound moisture, as moisture from the low comes back across the Cascades from the east to the west and then descends into us. And in fact, that's what we have today. There's a lot of clouds around western Washington. There are some showers, light showers, that are moving southward around this low. The good news is as we get into the weekend, high pressure is going to rebuild. So we'll see a progression from Saturday into Sunday of improving weather. So today, well, there'll be a lot of clouds, a few sprinkles, temperatures getting up into the lower 70s, something like that. Tomorrow should be a little bit better. There'll still be clouds in the morning, and there could be a few pesky showers coming around, but it should be better. Temperatures getting up into the mid-70s, something like that. But then Sunday is the beginning of a real improvement. Temperatures should get up into the low 80s on Sunday, considerable sun. So that's the day over the weekend you want. And then it looks like it'll even be warmer on Monday, where temperatures will get up into the mid-80s. So an improving trend, but it's going to be slow.
All right. But looking back at Monday, 96 degrees in Seattle, which is about 20 degrees hotter than normal. How does that happen?
Well, it happens the way it always happens around here. We get a ridge of high pressure aloft. We get offshore flow with air descending out of eastern Washington. That's how you do it. And we did it. Very, very warm temperatures. A lot of daily records were broken. Of course, that dried everything out, and that allowed the lightning to work. So when we had the trough come in after that, with a massive amount of lightning, there were a lot of additional fires, some of them even in western Washington. I mean, that shows you how dry things have gotten.
Right. A red flag warning on the west side of the mountains. That's rare.
That's right. I mean, I was stunned to see that. I mean, you see red flag warnings, which means that the Weather Service thinks there's the expectation of big fires, very dry conditions. And then we had the lightning, which did start fires west of the Cascade Crest. And, you know, fortunately, there was enough rain with this situation that some of the fires were put out. It made it easier to put out other fires. And even some of the eastern Washington fires have been helped by having the rain. So the rain was enough to make a difference.
So the great relief finally came, and, you know, the plants were practically sighing on Monday night and Tuesday.
That's right. But the irony is, looking for the whole summer, we're coming out normal here in Seattle. We're almost perfectly normal if you think of the whole entire summer rainfall. But this hasn't been a normal summer in the sense that we had extended dry periods and then a few short periods of rain. So normality is something you've got to be very careful about. But eastern Washington is still drier than normal for the whole season. And California is extraordinarily drier than normal. And so the big question for this coming winter is, will the upcoming El Nino produce enough precipitation in Southern California to make a difference? That's the big question.
But here in Western Washington, we don't really have to worry anymore about a big drought, correct?
That's right. And in fact, looking at the long-range models, as we go into Wednesday, after the warm-up here, there's going to be another trough that comes in, and it looks like we'll have another period of precipitation. You know, we're getting away from that midsummer dry period, that last week of July, first week of August. We're starting to see more systems coming in, and so we should see more frequent rain as we go into the rest of the season.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, KPLU.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.